44% of Michigan kids come from low-income families, and getting that extra boost over the summer could help them through school and into higher education, a way out and up. Elizabeth Isidro directs the McGinnis Reading Center and Clinic at Western Michigan University, where she's an assistant professor of literacy studies. The McGinnis Center runs summer programs for students in Kalamazoo. Elizabeth, how do you see these summer programs making a difference for the kids who come? Why does summer learning matter for them?
Well, there are several reasons how these summer learning programs benefit students. For one, we know this thing called summer learning slide. And during this time, students don't have regular access to literacy activities. Some of them don't have access to books. Some of them don't have access to adults who read to them regularly. And so summer learning programs may be able to provide that access to literacy in general, to avoid that slide. So they say during that slide, whatever reading level they have achieved at the end of the school year in May not be the same reading level when they start back up in August. And so there's the slide. And so if students have that access or continued access or sustained access throughout the summer to these literacy activities, then somehow we minimize, if not prevent, that slide. And then another reason how summer learning programs benefit students is for those students who, let's say, they are not most likely to experience the slide because they have or they are in home environments that are very supportive and still continue to provide them access to literacy and literacy activities. The other way that we can benefit these students through the summer learning programs would be through the enrichment activities that summer learning programs may be able to offer.
Besides the cost, what are some of the challenges these kids face to get into a summer learning program? Knowing, certainly is clear, these are really, really helpful. What keeps kids from getting this kind of help?
Yeah, that's a good question. So students who come from low-income families, basically, the families deal with other challenges such as transportation. So sure, they would like, let's say the parents would like their children to go to a tutoring program, for example, or the summer camp. But, and then let's say they will be eligible for the scholarship, but let's say they have inconsistent transportation. So that would be a hurdle that they still have to think about. Another challenge that they may be facing would be, let's say, the parents have other children, like really young children, and then it's hard for them to leave the young children at home, or the other option is to just take the whole family to the reading center so that one of their children can attend our program. So that might be another issue for the parents. If they had, let's say, childcare, then that might not be so much of an issue for the parents. But then again, that's another possible issue that they're facing.
What about the rest of the summer? What could parents do through the summer, because it's a lot of other empty hours, to help fight that summer slide and keep kids on point?
We hope that during those times, the parents and the families are availing of other activities offered in the city. So, for example, I update our Facebook page with suggested activities to the parents. These are activities that don't require expensive resources or fancy materials. Most of the time, activities that I suggest would be vocabulary building activities or conversations they might have over a book they might have checked out from the library, for example. What kind of rhyming activities in order to develop phonemic awareness, sound manipulation activities that they could have with their children on their way to the grocery, for example. So these activities all contribute to their child's literacy development without them having to spend money or, again, buy expensive resources.
Just briefly as we wrap up, what is at stake here for a youngster who's academically struggling? What can a summer learning program mean to them?
Well, it means a lot, especially for the younger ones. They say that by kindergarten, children should have accumulated 5,000 vocabulary words, for example. But if you come from families who are not able to provide those early literacy activities or supports, then they already at the get-go in kindergarten will be behind compared to their peers. And so these summer learning programs are able to provide those additional activities that are not based in school, but based in centers like our reading center and others. There are other centers, and even the public library would be another possible venue for that. But also, a lot of times the school would have to base their programs on a certain curriculum that's state approved. While for summer learning programs, we think about the standards that are needed to be addressed, but we have more flexibility. Hence, we are able to think outside of the box and provide activities that are more engaging and fun and don't worry so much about testing, for example. And that's something, too, that happens a lot in schools.
And that makes me wonder, do the kids come willingly or do some of them have to get marched in by a parent?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, based on my experience, I don't see the kids being marched in. Instead, I see them rushing and leaving their parents behind. So, for example, the parent would still be by the stairs and they're already at the door trying to get into to the reading center. So I hope that's a good sign that they have this excitement. I also hear from parents how in school their children sort of struggle and don't have that engagement, but coming to the center, their children are able to be more motivated to work with our tutors, for example, and engage in the activities in a manner that the parents don't see happen in the schools a lot.
So I think I hear you saying, parents and students, have your minds open and don't be afraid of summer learning programs.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Elizabeth Isidro directs the McGinnis Reading Center and Clinic at Western Michigan University. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside, Elizabeth.
You're very welcome.